And we are live and cooking with your mama good looking. I'll tell you this, it is the 10th episode of Kiwi and Picasso with Vaz, Kiwi and Picasso.
That's right, I am Picasso and that is Kiwi. And as you guys are about to find out, this is our season finale.
Don't worry, it's not series finale. We will be back.
That's right. But this is our season finale for now. And welcome to the Kiwi and Picasso Show for the 10th time.
It's a good one. Hope you guys stay tuned. Like, subscribe, donate, sponsor us. Please!
That is right. And so being as though it is our second one that has to be an hour long, this one has got to make up for it with the content. So you guys are in for a treat.
Yeah. I'm currently recording this naked.
Oh, that's not the treat I was referring to, but I guess maybe there's some old lady out there that might beg to differ.
Your mother.
Yours.
Yours. Oh, baby! Okay, so we've got one hell of a treat for you. And it's not my wiener, it is the E3 Special!
E3 Special!
I was thinking of doing it sooner, but I wanted to wait until it was over. Now that it's over and everyone's disappointed, now we can go through E3.
I don't even know what happened to E3. What happened to E3? So Kiwi here is going to. The words in my head are retrace steps, but that's not right. It's going to recount to me what happened in E3 and tell me what I missed. And it's going to. I have high hopes for this because, I mean, I'm not a big gamer, but, you know, like the huge games like Borderlands 3, I'm definitely excited for that, and I'm definitely hoping there's a new Halo. So, I mean, there is a new Halo. I'm just hoping that there's some sort of development on it, you know, Halo Infinity. So, Kiwi, please tell me about this E3. What have I missed?
Well, I'll be honest. I didn't really pay much attention until it was all over, so I'm just as surprised as you are. Let's start off with what came first, EA.
Hey? Oh, okay.
Yes, Electronic Farts. What have they been doing? Well, let's see now. They
don't care.
Yeah, they have announced Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
And I care.
Of course, it's Star Wars. Of course you would care. Yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of publicity surrounding that. Like, on Xbox, they had quite a few advertisements for it.
Yeah, it's basically like Uncharted from PS3 and all that, but you got lightsaber and you got the Force powers. Woo!
So it's like an adventure game? I never played Uncharted.
Yeah, it's like a third-person adventure game.
So is it like Skyrim? I never played Skyrim either.
Well, if you play third-person with Skyrim, probably, but it's more like a platformer.
What's that?
A platformer. You jump from platform to platform.
Oh, so it's a side-scroller?
No, it's the food. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen footage of it. I take it it's going to be like Uncharted. It's going to be 3D platformer. Climbing along walls and shit.
Okay, so whenever you say Uncharted, I'm thinking a game kind of like Resident Evil. Like Resident Evil 6. Is that similar? Like an open world, kinda?
No.
No?
No.
I've never played Uncharted before.
Yeah, that's a good one. Sadly, the series seems to be dead now, but let's move on. Apex Legends is getting Season 2 on July 2nd.
Oh, Apex Legends, folks. Okay. I will accept that.
Alright, well, what about Battlefield 5, Chapter 4?
I don't like Battlefield 5. I haven't played it. It just looks kind of dumb.
Well, I take it Chapter 4 is like the campaign, or maybe it's like expansion to the multiplayer. I don't know.
I don't know.
Sorry, folks. This is not a very well-informed E3 recap.
They understand.
Yeah. I'm reading this off a list. I didn't watch it. Goddamn boring.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, we've got FIFA 20. Release date and news.
I don't care about FIFA.
What about Madden NFL 20?
I'm not a big sports person in general. I mean, tell me about WWE. How are their games going? I mean, I don't really play the game. I'm just curious what they're doing with their games. I'm just trying to look for a reason to go back to the WWE games, because they used to be good.
Yeah, yeah. Like Here Comes the Pain.
Yeah, I loved Here Comes the Pain. And WWE 2K13 or 12, they had the Attitude Era. And I really wanted to get the game, but I kept putting it off and putting it off. It just never happened. Because I love the Attitude Era. And post-Attitude Era? The one that came afterwards. Absolute Aggression, something like that.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, I think I know that one. And also, The Sims 4 Island Living expansion.
I've got a friend that just started playing Sims. Sims 3, actually. She's like, I know I'm behind, but I'm playing The Sims 3.
Island Living. Wasn't it basically one on Sims 3 basically the same? Oh my god, EA is so freaking lazy. They're just recycling Sims 3 stuff for Sims 4.
Yeah, I was going to say, I played the Sims, the island one. I played that on my cell phone like 10 years ago, back whenever you actually had to buy games, like Verizon and whatever company you had.
Right. So, let's see. What we didn't see was news for Dragon Age 4, which I've never played a single Dragon Age game.
Yeah, I don't even know what Dragon Age is. I've heard of it, but that's all I got.
Also, no news about MoCap Games, who make Plants vs. Zombies. PopCap, whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't care.
There was no new...
Plants vs. Zombies 2 was trash.
There were no new Need for Speed games announced.
That's good. I mean, it's a franchise that should be ending. It's been going on for way too long.
And Titanfall 3 wasn't mentioned.
Why would it be?
I don't know. People are looking forward to it, I guess.
Oh.
Alright, time for Microsoft. That.
Here we go, Microsoft! Halo, yeah. Woo!
What did they talk about? Well, they unveiled Xbox Project Scarlet, the new console.
Really? Ooh, is it like an actual successor, or is it more like the Xbox One X was?
I think it's a successor.
Ooh. Alright, so it'd be like what the Xbox One is to the Xbox 360.
Yes.
Cool. Can you tell me more about that? I'd love to hear about that.
Coming out holiday 2020.
That's fine. Just tell me more about this, please.
Powered by
AMD. It's actually called Scarlet. Like, is that the official name they're going with? Project Scarlet?
Yes. It's not going to be the name of the official console. That's just the code name, Project Scarlet.
Okay, so they haven't released the actual name.
Yep, and that's all I know. That's all they'll tell me. You want to look it up, you Google it yourself.
Oh. Nah. Wait, is that all you know about Microsoft, or is that all you know about the Xbox 2?
Xbox 2.
Oh.
Alright, what about this? We've got Elden Ring. It's basically like Dark Souls combined with Game of Thrones, and I believe it's like written by George R. R. Martin.
Elden Ring? So like Elder Scrolls?
Yeah, but it's Elden Ring, not Elder Ring. Elden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't, so to be honest, like I don't really Aragon. Like Dark Souls games from software games. They're too hard.
Never got into it. I think a friend of mine really liked Dark Souls 1 and 2. But, you know, he works at Walmart and I'm trying to see the PC term for this, but he thinks he's a girl.
Oh my god.
So a trans boy?
No,
a trans girl?
Mentally ill, that's him.
That's not what I was going for, but okay.
Alright, also we've got Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, which will put all 9 of the movies into one Lego game.
Oh, I saw that headline, actually. I'm really surprised by that, because what really gets me is, what I was thinking whenever I read that was, when does this game come out? Does it come out before the 9th movie?
I don't know. Maybe before, maybe after. Maybe same day.
Well, it'd be really cool, because if it comes out before, then first of all, that's a lot of spoilers. Second of all, I mean, this is kind of fucked up. Like, whoever chose a release date, they clearly didn't know what was going on.
All right. Also, Keanu Reeves will be in Cyberpunk 2077.
Nice. Rather he be in Cyberpunk than in Blade Runner.
Yes. He's a good one.
Yeah.
Also, you remember the Blair Witch movies?
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're going to revive it with a video game.
Another one?
Yeah. Blair Witch. I think that's just the name of the game, Blair Witch.
Alright, hopefully that's just a placeholder.
How do you turn that into a game? It's weird.
Well, it's just like Slender Man, but with a witch.
Alright. Also, Slender Man. They got a trailer for Psychonauts 2, which is a long time coming.
Psychonauts? Like people that use psychedelics?
Yeah, it's basically Psychonauts. The first game came out in 2005, and it's been a long time coming for the second one, which was in development from, like, 2010 or something.
How is it in development from 2010? Wait, you're saying that's being released in 2020, right?
I didn't... Oh, when I said 2010, I mean it was, like, announced in 2010 or so.
They just now start working on it? What the fuck?
I don't know.
How's it take a decade?
Oh, sorry, it was announced in 2015. I guess it was a rumor it was in 2010. So 2015 to 2020. It's 5 years in development.
There's a big difference there. I mean, that's understandable.
Sheesh. All right, well.
I was reading about something. I think it was saying that Grand Theft Auto 6 would take you 10 years to play, or was that, like, the Elder Scrolls or something?
Probably. Nobody has time for that!
Yeah, no, right? I can't remember, but it was some game, and it said that it has like 10 years worth of the content that you're not that you have, and you're not supposed to get bored of until like the next game, which is like a decade later.
Sheesh.
I didn't really read the headline. I mean, I read the headline, I didn't read the article.
All right. Well, one more thing Microsoft showed off was an extended teaser for Halo Infinity. Or Infinite.
Ooh!
Or
what happened?
I don't know. Extended teaser. I didn't watch it. You can.
Oh. Well, right. Do you know if that's like an actual trailer?
I don't know. What's the difference between a teaser and a trailer?
A teaser is a trailer, but it's just teasing you. Like, for example, if you have Batman, you just show, like, Batman's face for a few seconds after, like, a long time of saying, like, he lost his parents at a young age.
Oh, that's what they did. That's what Bethesda did for Elder Scrolls 6 last E3. All they did was like, boom, it's like massive open world and it's like Elder Scrolls 6. They didn't show any gameplay footage at all. It's just a teaser.
Exactly. Like, for example, if they had a teaser of Halo, I would assume it'd probably be something along the lines of maybe some narration like Cortana.
Yep.
She's even still alive. I can't even remember if she died or not, because I played that game, like, Halo 5 a long time ago.
Right, okay.
2016, I think. It'd probably be her being like, Chief, where are you? You know, and then we have one glimpse of Chief, like him eating Cheetos or something. I don't know.
Where are you, Chief? I'm over here!
Exactly.
What's wrong with your voice? Are you dying? No, I'm eating Cheetos.
Cheetos? What's happened to you, Chief? America!
Oh, dear. Alright, next up, Bethesda. So, what they mentioned, right. Fallout 76 Battle Royale. One word. Like, sheesh, that game is unpopular, barely any people play it, and now you want to have a Battle Royale mode? I mean, it sounds like you're desperately clawing to get some of your fans back, and it's just silly.
Elder Scrolls is very popular. I don't know what you're talking about.
I said Fallout 76.
Oh, okay. You
get the semen out of your ears.
You said Bethesda, and my mind went over to Elder Scrolls, because they make that too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of which, they had an update for Elder Scrolls Blades on mobile. And it's going to come out
Elder
to Nintendo
Scrolls
Switch
Blades?
This year. Yes, it's a mobile game.
Yeah, never heard of that.
Yeah, the catch is that it's free, but you get these treasure chests that you can't open. You have to wait till they count down, the timer counts down, before they open automatically. But that you can only open one chest at a time, so you're waiting for the timer to go down one by one. They want you to buy keys to unlock these chests, and the keys cost money, real money.
Oh.
Yes.
Gross so money. Bad.
Also, they've announced Deathloop, which is kind of like a cross between Bioshock and Groundhog Day.
I like Groundhog Day. So you have to, like, try and get out of the loop or something?
Yeah. Didn't you tell me you didn't like Groundhog Day?
Well, I love the concept of Groundhog Day, but I love the movie, too. I don't know where you got that from.
Okay, well, the best thing at E3 was Doom Eternal. Because, yeah, you could actually play the game. It wasn't just like a trailer you watch on a screen. You can actually grab the controller and play the game. Now, that's what they should be doing with these games. That's how you build hype.
For sure.
Hmm. They also announced Wolfenstein Youngblood. I believe it's the sequel to...
Good.
I believe it's a sequel to Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, which I haven't played yet.
Yeah, pretend it didn't happen. Alright. Yeah, just pretend like you didn't just choke really hard.
I sound like your mother choking on a dick.
Haha, nope.
Also, Wolfenstein Cyberpilot, which is a VR headset game for your Oculus Rift and all that.
I'm not a big Oculus Rift and VR fan. I mean, I love the VR stuff, but I wouldn't pay, like, it's worth, like, what, like $400 or $500? I wouldn't pay that much.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of good games out there for it. More good games coming out for VR, but I'm not spending, like, as much for another console for it.
Yeah, like, at my university we had that. It was pretty cool. Like, I used it once, and I played some zombie game, like, where you had to, like, this guy's head, like, fell off or something. I had to, like, pick it up. Yeah, it was kind of cool, but I couldn't pick it up because with the virtual reality stuff, there's a lot of glitches. So, maybe it's just that game, but
Sunset Arizona?
There was a whole lot of glitches. Sunset Arizona. Is that the same thing? Is that a sequel to Sunset Overdrive?
No, it's the... Oh, am I thinking of the right game? It's the game where you're like in the desert and you have to shoot at zombies with guns.
That's very similar. Sunset Overdrive is like, I think there's like mutants or zombies or something. And it's parkour.
Oh, cool. Alright, so more Bethesda news. They've got more updates for Elder Scrolls Online, Elder Scrolls Legends, which I honestly haven't heard of, Rage 2 is getting more content updates, which is good because people are saying that game is boring. And Commander Keen is coming back to iOS and Android.
The game I've been waiting for like a decade now is Bulletstorm 2. I love Bulletstorm. That was one of my favorite games back in the day.
Bulletstorm.
It was
wait,
so fun.
Did I play that game? Yes, I did play that game. I played the full clip edition, which is like the remaster for the PS4.
Nice.
Yes.
I played the demo.
You hook them and
I got
stuck. Pull them into cactuses and stuff.
Yeah, I loved all that. That was really cool.
That was a good one, yes.
Yeah, why does that not get a franchise? That was like, I don't know how the story was. I just loved how cool the game was, though. But how does that not get a franchise? But something like, I don't know, Gears of War gets one. It's practically the same game, but cooler.
The world is unfair.
I know.
But yeah, Commander Keen is coming back. Like, goddamn, Commander Keen, that came out before you were born. That came out before I was born. And now it's coming back for your mobile phones.
Cool.
Commander Keen, it's a late 80s, early 90s side-scroller. Back in the days where computers couldn't even play music in-game because they weren't powerful enough.
Oh.
I played the first game because it came on one of those CDs that had like 50 games on one, and that was one of them.
I played Alex Kidd.
Ugh. A Miracle World?
I don't remember. I bought that Sega Genesis pack. You know, Sega Genesis pack that you buy, and it's like, it's really cheap, it's like 20, 30 bucks. And it gives you like, probably like 100 games from the Genesis, 50 maybe.
Mm, cool.
It's really cool. Yeah, they have like 5 sequels, some of those games, like Alex Kidd 1, 2, 3, 4. Ninja Gaiden, I think.
Straight to Rage?
Wolfenstein's on there, I think. Oh, yeah, I think so. I think I actually have a Streets of Rage cartridge for the original Nintendo.
What the? How do you get that?
My cousin gave it to me. I might be wrong. It might not be Streets of Rage. But it was a fighting game with a really buff guy on the cover.
Oh, neat.
They had like guns and stuff.
So what
Bethesda sounds very familiar.
So what Bethesda didn't unveil at E3 were Elder Scrolls 6 and Starfield. I'll tell you a little something about Starfield. I think it's one of the biggest Kickstarter-funded games, and it hasn't come out yet. Or am I thinking of another game? And people are saying it's basically like a scam because it's taking way too long, and it doesn't look like it's going to fulfill its promises. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We shall see.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good. Why is it the highest funded?
I don't know, because people really want to play it. I don't know why. It looks kind of boring to me. I wouldn't give it money.
Exactly. Like, what makes that so good? I mean, I don't even know anything about the game. But just Star, it sounds like Star, what's that game? Star Fox? Yeah, Star Fox.
Star Fox. Yeah, maybe.
That's the first thing coming in my head.
All right.
I mean, it's definitely not Star Wars.
Next panel, Square Enix. Who? The Japanese. Oh!
Stevie Nicks? Is that what you said?
No, Square Enix, not Stevie Nicks.
Venus? I'm kidding.
So Square Enix, they had some exciting stuff. They've got more footage of the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Cool.
It looks pretty good. It's not like a remaster. They built it from the ground up. Exciting stuff. I haven't played Final Fantasy VII yet, but I've got it on PS4 so I can play it whenever.
Nice. I never played Final Fantasy. They have it on the Android store, but I don't really care to game too much on my phone.
Also, one thing I'm looking forward to is the remastered version of Final Fantasy VIII. It's finally happening. I don't know why it took so long.
Eh.
So that's something I'll be guessing. Also, they're working on Marvel's Avengers.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of that. What really puts me off is that they don't have the... It doesn't look anything like Robert Downey Jr. or Chris Evans. Like, come on.
Mm. Also, fans were a bit outraged. They said, hey, we want different costumes. They don't look like they're from the movie. And Square Enix says we're not changing them.
They probably couldn't retain the rights.
Yeah.
Or get the rights. Thinking.
Yeah.
Because Disney, you know? I mean, is Disney a part of that? The production of that game?
I would think so. They've got some say in it.
Crazy.
Also, they're working on Dragon Quest Builders 2 for the Switch. And hopefully
I don't play Dragon Quest.
I've played the demo of Dragon Quest Builders. It's basically like Minecraft, but in 3D, like everything's not blocky. And I found it kind of boring.
Ugh, no wonder I don't play it.
Yes. What they didn't show at E3 was the next episode of Life is Strange 2. Good, because I found that to be boring. Just Cause 4 DLC.
Alright.
And Final
Just
Fantasy.
Cause. Isn't Just that Cause. The same as Uncharted, pretty much?
Mm, Not really. Because that's open world. Uncharted isn't open world.
Like an adventure game, kind of like Tomb Raider, but with a male?
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing Uncharted to be.
And Final Fantasy 16, which they didn't mention, because they're probably not thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, 16 games? Like, come on.
Right, so, Sony did not show up at E3 2019, and people were roasting them, saying, you know, what are you doing, Sony? This is a bad move for you. You should be at E3. Now that E3 is finished, they're like, well, good thing you guys stayed away. It was a train wreck.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a good year for gaming.
Yeah.
Like, where's Halo at?
Where's your hat at?
Where's my Halo at?
Alright, next up, Ubisoft.
Booby? Oh, Ubisoft.
Yes, your mama's boobies are soft.
Your mama's.
So they announced Watch Dogs Legion.
Oh, cool. Is that a sequel?
Yeah, I think it's the sequel to Watch Dogs 2.
Cool.
Three or whatever was the last one. I've never played a single Watch Dogs game.
I think I played the first... No, never mind. I played Sleeping Dogs.
I played that too. It was a good one.
Yeah, I liked how it was like Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto in China.
I take back my excitement.
Also, they worked on a new mode for Rainbow Six Siege.
Okay. I never played that, but friends of mine did? Yeah. I don't know if they do.
Yeah, Rainbow Six Siege is the type of game that I don't want to play, but I do like to watch. Because sometimes it's funny. It's like, oh my god, you're a fucking idiot. Why weren't you checking behind us? It's your idea to check behind us. You piece of shit. You cost us the game. You. So let's see. They also... Okay, never mind. I thought they did announce a new Splinter Cell Tom Clancy game, but I guess
that'd be cool.
Oh, there's a new mobile game. Tom Clancy's Elite Squad on mobile.
Alright.
Also,
I'm not a big Tom Clancy fan, though.
They've also worked on Just Dance 20.
20? Really?
20, yes. And it's for the Wii. Not the Wii U. The Wii. The first Wii from 2006.
The original Wii.
Yeah. They're still making games for the Wii. Sheesh.
That's hilarious.
That
makes me laugh.
They're also working on Gods and Monsters. It's coming from the same team that makes Assassin's Creed.
That sounds cool.
Let's see. They didn't announce Skull and Bones, which is basically like a pirate sort of game, like the ship segments from Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. You control the ship, you can shoot at other ships.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And they didn't announce Beyond Good and Evil 2. Which is a shame, because that game's also taken forever.
Yeah, I've been waiting like 10 years.
Yeah, that's a good game, the original.
I liked it. Yeah. Got a Dollar General for like $5. It was well worth $5. Or maybe $7 or $8, I don't know.
Alright, okay, we're almost done. Nintendo at E3.
They were at E3? They already had their own conference.
I know, but they want to sneak one in.
Okay.
So let's see. They've announced a sequel to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I mean, that game is a good game, like a 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, so of course there's going to be a sequel.
Well, it's Zelda. I mean, it's been having sequels for 40 years.
Yep. Also, they've announced Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yeah, I don't really like Mario.
This is Luigi, not Mario!
Okay, nor Luigi, it's the same game.
Also, they've announced Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, which is a remake of the Game Boy game. I remember playing Link's Awakening back when I emulated Game Boy games in the mid-2000s. Shitty computer, but I played that game. It was alright. This is going to be like a remake. In color.
Yeah, I think I had that game. Only because I was at somebody's house and I stole it from them. I was like 7.
that's our Picasso.
Yeah, I was like 7, and they had it, and I'm like, ooh, Game Boy game. And just, you know, then bring it back.
Okay, a little bit of a side note. I remember when I was like 6 or 7 for my birthday party, it was held at Lollipop's Playland, which is like some sort of a party place. You go there, you can play in the ball pit. I came out of the ball pit, and someone left their Game Boy. It was like that purple translucent kind. You can see the circuit board underneath. I was tempted to steal it because it was right there in the open, but then I thought, no, because how am I going to hide it? How am I going to get more games for it? So I was like, okay, never mind. I'm going to leave it. If it gets stolen, it's your own fault. I don't know if it got stolen or not, but if it did, it's your own fault.
How do you know it wasn't mine?
I don't know. What was your color of yours?
Blue.
Well, it wasn't yours.
Really, that's what leads you to believe it wasn't mine? Really? You were 6 years old, and the first thing you asked me is what color was my Game Boy? Come on. I was like 1 year old when you were 6.
It's like stealing Game Boy from a baby.
Pretty much. I got mine when I was like 5 or 6.
Sheesh.
It's like the very first one. Not the very first one, of course, but like the one before the SP.
Oh, yes, yes.
And second of all, why would I be in New Zealand?
I don't know. So let's see. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, they've got 2 new DLC fighters. The Hero from Dragon Quest XI, which I hear is a good game, and Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh.
What's wrong with Banjo-Kazooie? Nintendo 64. Yeah. Also, the Switch is going to get some games like Witcher 3, Wild Hunt. It'll be interesting because the Switch is probably not powerful enough to play a game.
Okay.
Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. I have that game on PS3, but I haven't played it yet because I'm pissing it off.
Oh.
And Alien Isolation. Which
didn't that have really bad reviews like a decade ago?
Yeah, probably. So kids will be able to play it. Alright, honey, you're getting a Switch. What do you want? I want Mario, I want Zelda, and I want Alien Isolation. Ah! Where's your Switch? I threw it out the window! It was scary.
I remember playing Resident Evil Dead Aim when I was like 7. It was cool.
Cool. Also, they've announced Animal Crossing on the Switch. A new Animal Crossing game. It's farm.
What is that?
It's basically a farming game.
I don't farm.
You plant some farm, you catch some
if
fish.
If I were to farm, I would use a simulator.
Oh.
The farm simulator.
Yeah, I hear those are pretty good.
I never played it, but I hear it's very popular. It's like $10 on the marketplace. Google Play. It used to be Android Marketplace.
Right. Okay, so they've also announced more news about Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yeah, like what?
I haven't played them since the Fire Red and Leaf Green.
From my understanding, these are more like open world, like 3D graphics kind of games. That sounds kind of cool, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, like if it's the way I'm picturing it, that'd be pretty cool. But if it's like Pokemon XD and how those were, then it sounds kind of dull.
Wow,
Stadium.
Okay. I guess we'll see. Also, they've announced more news about Mario Maker 2.
Oh, see, remember whenever I was mentioning that article I wrote? Well, those were all a part of that article.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mario Maker 2. Like, geez, Mario Maker, you don't need to update it. Just keep giving us more DLC. But of course, they're going to make a new one because they're expecting soy boys and nerds to pay $60 for another one in the series. I love Mario!
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what makes this different from the first one? Like, who cares?
Yep.
Isn't it the same game? Both
making Mario stages.
Yep. Okay, so just one more piece of news, and then we can end the E3 segment, and we can talk about something you want to talk about, if you've got anything.
I do. 5 things.
Okay, so the last thing, more news about the Google Stadia, that new console they're working on.
Kind of like an Xbox, but from Google?
Yeah. Let's see, they're doing a streaming service for it, so streaming for what? Probably gaming or something. Like, it'll cost $9.99 a month, unlimited gaming streaming at 4K HDR 60 frames per second.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's not
bad. Do they have a list of movies that they have the rights for?
I don't know.
Shows?
You can play.
That's gonna be very good.
Play on your $9. TV with a Chromemaster Ultra. What the hell is a Chromemaster?
I don't know. It sounds like a wizard.
Chromecast Ultra. Oh my god, that's stupid.
Oh, Chromecast. I know what Chromecast is.
You can play on your laptop, desktop, or on your Google Pixel.
Ooh, I have one of those.
Yeah. So that's more up your alley. More like up your ass.
So is it not available on anything that's not Pixel?
I don't know. I think it's just Google smartphones only. Pixel 2, whatever.
I don't mind. I'll probably subscribe to that after I throw away my Netflix, because pretty much Netflix is going to lose everything I want.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Well, so that is it for the E3 special. It's been a long time coming, but it's a little different now. Now it's over. So, that's me done. Your topics.
All right. So, I got some questions for you.
So, first,
they're not yes or no questions. What the hell? Okay, so I realized it's just the epiphany I had. So, eventually, there will be another Hitler that comes, right?
A new what? Hitler?
Yeah, I mean, just I'm using that like generically. Like, for example, we had Napoleon, we had Hitler, you know, somebody tries to take over the world. Alexander the Great. Not that I'm likening them. I'm just saying somebody that, like, tries to have the world under the control. A big conqueror, per se.
Ah, the conqueror of John Wayne.
Well, what I'm saying is, do you believe that that could happen again? And I have a follow-up that's kind of funny.
Yes.
You do believe that will eventually happen again?
Eventually, right. Yes.
So, assuming that were to happen, like, nowadays, just imagine, like, hey, just imagine, like, we have our great conqueror, and his name would be, like, Randy.
Randy.
Or, I don't know, like, Cody. Like, can you just imagine, like, all hail King Cody. All hail. I can't say retarded Randy.
Special Randy.
Reviled Randy. So that's my first thing. I just thought that was really funny. But another thing, do people still have leprosy? Like, is that a thing?
Yes.
Really? People still have leprosy nowadays?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, apparently you can get leprosy from armadillos, so don't cuddle armadillos, because they can carry leprosy.
Oh, that's sad. I mean, I think I ran over a turtle today.
Ah! You son of a bitch!
Yeah, that's an accident. That reminds me of Rocco. Rocco's Modern Life. But
Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah, so that was my second question, which I had no idea it's still around. I just thought that was, like, a biblical thing or something. But, all right, so you answered that one.
Well,
I have another thing that I actually looked up. So I was curious as to whether or not the myth that toilet water in the United States goes in a different direction than that in your part of the world, you know, like Australia and New Zealand and whatnot. So I looked it up, and it turns out that do you already know the answer to this?
What, the Coriolis effect? It spins in a different direction.
Yeah, that's not true. From what I read, it was saying that it's a very widely held misconception, and that basically your direction of how you flush your toilet depends on it depends on what make your toilet is.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it was telling me. Because I was trying to look up, like, which way does the American toilets go down, you know? And basically it was answering that question. It was like, nah, it doesn't exist. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, that really doesn't exist. That's crazy. So I looked it up, and did you know that? That's just a myth?
I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it could be fake. You don't believe everything you read on the internet, you know.
Reminds me of that Simpsons episode where they go to Australia, and if we've got our toilets fitted so that they flush the American way, Homer flushes it and he starts singing the national anthem.
That's funny. My next thing is, so we were talking about Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker having their, a few years back, having their final, or Undertaker's final streak battle, which he lost, you know.
He's a loser.
It was like 21-1 after the end of that. So anyway, I saw a comment. This was really funny. I just thought I'd mention it to you. But this is really funny. There was a comment that says, I feel bad for Paul Heyman's suit. Because Brock Lesnar, you know, he stumbles out of the ring, and he like grabs a hold of Paul Heyman, and he's like, I beat him. You know, he has his arm all around Paul Heyman, who has a suit on. Right. And so Paul Heyman's suit's getting all dirty. So I thought that was funny. So that brings me to my next to last thing, but actually, no, I got a faster one. So I know this girl, and to put her name short, because if you say her name long, it's different. But, you know, confidentiality purposes, I'm just going to say her shortened name, her nickname, basically. So it's pretty obvious what her actual name is, by the way. But anyway, her nickname is Pow. And her nickname is Pow, and her last name is, I think it said Wrangle. So if you look at it, it says, it basically says Power, or Power Ranger. Let me just glance at it. Like, her name just says Power Ranger.
Oh.
So, what do you think about that?
Is she the yellow Power Ranger?
No, she's not Asian.
Oh. That reminds me of that, that Key and Peele skit, where it's like, Black Ranger, help! Now, hold on, I'm the Green Ranger, not the Black Ranger! Black Ranger, stop complaining!
Actually, it's actually Key and Peele.
Keegan Michael Keane and Jordan Peele.
Yeah, but it's Key and Peele, not K and Peele.
I peel your mother's clothes off, okay?
No, no, no. No, no. Okay, so, did you ever watch the Power Rangers as a kid?
Nope. I think I watched some of the movie. All right, that brings us on to the next
topic. The first movie. I love the first movie. It's fantastic. I liked how that they were like the mummy things that come out of the wall, and, you know, the Power Rangers beat them up.
Let's beat them up. Cool.
Yeah, like, can you just imagine if the Power Rangers went to Egypt and started, like, they brought back Imhotep? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Like, from the mummy.
Like, can you just imagine that? Like, the Power Rangers, they go to Egypt, and they're all like, oh, cool, we're hanging out. And they're kind of like Scooby-Doo. And they find a book, and they're like, oh, cool, Egypt book. Let's read from it.
What's the book say? Yeah, it says Necronomicon. What a funny book.
It's actually the Book of the Dead. Book of the Dead gives life. The Book of the Living takes life away. But can you just imagine that if they were to bring back Imhotep and then have to kill him, like just start kicking him and stuff, like with their stupid graphics, visual effects. So that brings me on to my last topic, which is actually a pretty good topic. So Alfred Hitchcock. Do you know anything about Alfred Hitchcock?
Not personally.
Have you watched many of his movies?
Nope.
Have you watched any?
Yeah, I watched Rear Window. The Man Who Knew Too Much, was that Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah.
North by Northwest, was that Alfred Hitchcock?
Get Out of Here, Child. There was a child that entered my party. But what was the question?
Oh, yeah, North by Northwest. I just looked it up. That's Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, we watched that in class a long time ago.
A little side note. Midway through my last year at high school, there was a an open meeting at my local university, so you can check out the place, see if you want to go there. And I went to film class, because, you know, why not? And they had, the famous image of Cary Grant's character running from the plane. And they're like, can anyone name where this movie, this picture comes from, what movie it is?
Family Guy.
Yeah, I was the only person in that room who knew it was North by Northwest, because I saw the movie before.
It's from Family Guy.
No!
Yeah, it's Family Guy.
It's from The Simpsons. That episode where Marge can't get on the plane, and they're like, why can't you? And there's a flashback scene. It's very similar to North by Northwest, where the run from the plane.
Yeah, there's an episode of Family Guy in which they have a similar thing to that happening. I believe they steal Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ reel or something like that.
Oh.
And they're trying to marry it.
I think I've seen an episode. Sad to my sound.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah, it's a parody of North by Northwest. It's like North by Northwest Hot Cohog or something like that. So yeah, today I watched what's the name of the movie? Strangers on a Train. And you know, if you've ever seen Throw Mama from the Train, it's pretty much the exact same movie with some differences. You've seen Throw Mama from the Train, right?
No.
You haven't seen it? Oh, I'm surprised. With Danny DeVito and Billy Crystal.
Two shorties.
Yeah. Two shorties equals a tall.
6.2 on IMDb, 62% by Rotten Tomatoes, and 2 out of 4 by Roger Ebert.
Yeah, it's got that bitch, you know, from The Goonies. You know, the ugly one that's really scary.
Maybe.
Then she played the mother to, Sloth.
Sloth.
Yeah. At the very end, Sloth is turning on her. She's like, remember whenever I used to sing you bedtime stories? Or whenever I used to tell you bedtime stories as a kid? And he's like, yeah! It's a good impression. Good impression of you.
You. You drew inspiration from your own life.
No.
Yes.
Not true. It's very Impossible. You remember Impossible, whenever that was a meme?
Yep. From Final Fantasy X.
Oh, really?
That weird little blue guy.
That's what it's from?
He's like, oh no, Impossible, we can't do that.
I don't understand. It was a live action Asian guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he says Impossible.
That's dumb.
It's funny.
Then again, I find 90% of memes dumb anyways.
Yeah, that shows your intelligence.
Yours.
Oh, that was a compliment.
Nope.
How was it not a compliment? I demand you tell me.
I compliment your mother.
Oh. Okay. So, looks like we're getting close to about an hour. Our fans are going to start crying soon. They're going to be saying, oh no, it's almost time for this to end. Oh my god. But don't worry, guys. We'll have a new season out for you guys probably about in a month. A month or less. We're not going to say a full season, but we'll have the next episode out for you guys in around a month.
A month of peace and quiet.
That's not true at all. There's going to be a show. Just no show to show.
All show, no tell.
Exactly. That makes you sound like you're in grade school.
You're in grade school.
One time I brought a camera to show and tell whenever I was a kid. Obviously, as a kid, it wasn't yesterday. And the teacher was like, basically, I had the camera, and the teacher was like, "Hey, yeah." She wanted to keep it because she was scared somebody would steal it because it's my mom's camera.
Yes.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story about how whenever I was in kindergarten, there was a question and it asked me for my hair color, and I didn't know my own hair color, so I cheated off of this Hispanic girl's paper.
Nope.
Yeah. I was like, she's smart. She probably knows the right answer.
My hair color is bald.
My teacher came over and was like, "Hey, your hair is not black." I'm like, "Oh, it looks black to me." She's like, "No, it's brown." I'm like, "Is it? It looks black to me. Are you sure?" So I had to change to brown. That was the day I found out my hair was brown. I didn't know that. Oh well.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Live and let learn. Live and let die.
When you say die, are you referring to this conversation? Because you better not be.
Nope. It's not even an hour yet.
I know. It really isn't, is it?
Nope. You just want to get away from me.
Do not.
I've got to get away.
Yeah.
I've got to fly away to your mama's place.
I was actually just watching a YouTube video, and it was like where celebrities join in with their fans that are performing, you know, like people on the streets that are performing. And one of them was actually this high school, and this one guy was playing guitar and singing, and Lenny Kravitz was there, and he joined in on drums. And then the guy came over, and he was like, "Here." And then Lenny Kravitz was like, "What the fuck you want me to do, you little bitch?" I'm kidding. But he was basically like, "What do you want me to do?" And the guy's like, "I want you to sing." And he's like, "Okay." Like, "I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah." You know.
Yeah.
It was more harmonizing than he was singing the song.
Yeah.
Trying to get at that. It sounded like that.
Los Angeles became the first fully incorporated city in United States because of Frank Sinatra. Because you see, Sammy Davis Jr. is black, so some people don't want to listen to him because he's black. So Frank Sinatra said, "I'm not going to any place that won't have Sammy Davis Jr. playing or black audience members aren't allowed." So because of that, Los Angeles became like fully integrated.
So you're saying that they're the first city that was desegregated?
Yeah, basically. All thanks to old Blue Eyes, chairman of your
That's
mama's
cool.
board.
Huh. Old Blue Eyes had it his way. He must have went to Burger King.
And I'll do your
Burger
mama my way.
Go to Burger King today. No, guys, we are not sponsored by Burger King, but again, we wouldn't mind if Burger King were to give us a sponsorship, because that would mean that there'd be less advertisements for all of you guys, our faithful and loyal listeners.
Yeah, we love you a lot.
Yeah, we do. We don't know what we'd do without you guys. We'd probably still do this, but not record it, I guess. But
where's the fun in that?
Exactly. We want to bring cheer into other people's lives. And whatever this is, too.
Bring your own cheer.
Yeah. BYOC.
Bring your own cock.
Ew. Ew.
Mother brings her own cock.
Have you ever seen Don't Be a Menace to Society while drinking your juice box in the hood?
Huh? Nope.
Oh. It's a movie starring the Wayans brothers, and there's a moment in which where this crackhead, he comes up to Sean Wayne, and he's like, I got these cheeseburgers, man. I got these cheeseburgers, man. He's like, man, I suck your dick for some crack.
You showed me that clip.
Yeah. And then Sean Wayne's like, ew. That made me laugh. Did you ever watch the movie?
Nope. There's black people. I'm not going to watch it.
Well, yeah, there's also black people in Birth of a Nation.
I didn't watch that either.
Oh. Well, I'm not surprised.
There's black people in American History X, but they're usually getting beaten up.
That's terrible.
Hey, you want to watch this movie? It has black people getting beaten up. Oh, get the popcorn!
Ah, oh, that's terrible. Have you seen Eddie Furlong recently?
Eddie Furlong? No.
Do you know who he is?
Your mama's boyfriend.
Nah, he's that boy from Terminator 2 and American History X.
John Connor?
Edward Furlong is his fucking name.
Oh, yeah. John Connor. Oh, yes, I remember him. I just looked him up.
Yeah.
He's
stopped fat now.
Yeah, he stopped acting in 2017.
He stopped drugs. He was in the best Crow movie. He was in The Crow: Wicked Prayer. That's the one where Dennis Hopper... Let me read you Dennis Hopper's lines from that movie. Let me find the lines. Dennis Hopper, Pimp, Crow, Wicked Prayer, IMDb. Oh, nothing connected to the internet. Okay, gonna go on my phone then. Okay. I probably have to censor this out because, you know, PC.
I ain't seen some shit.
Yeah. Okay. The Crow Wicked Prayer. Pimp C? So basically, to give some context, in this movie, it's basically The Crow again. You know, you can see in The Crow, it's the same exact movie, except that this time it revolves around this guy. He's trying to become Satan, and The Crow is to stop him. This time, played by Edward Furlong. The guy is trying to be Satan. He's the leader of a cult. Tara Reid plays his girlfriend. And, she plays his girlfriend, and he tries to be Satan, and he is David, he's the guy that was on that show, Angel.
I can't remember. Joss Whedon.
Boreanaz. No, Boreanaz. Close David enough. Boreanaz? And, trying to find these quotes. But, you know, recently my internet is
It's not been the best because we got it cut off. So I'm having to, first of all, tether, but I'm using my phone, so it's better. That rhymes. Okay, it is a terrible movie, first of all. Second of all, this line is hilarious. Oh, man. I can't find it, but audience members, if you guys get a chance, if I can't find it, just look up Dennis Hopper as a pimp. Because he plays a pimp, and he just comes out like oh, well, I don't know how to say that, but I found the quote section. I'm not going to say that, because what if he doesn't say it? Ugh. I don't want to say the N-word, you know, because I might get shot.
Hey, Picasso, I heard your last show. Thanks.
Hey, you boy, I heard what you said.
I know you, like, ah! You don't know me.
Kiwi, is that you? Really hope it's in here. That's funny. So David Boreanaz's character, his character's name is Luke, like L-U-C, which is short for Lucifer.
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. It doesn't have under quotes. How does it not have this under quotes? This is the best thing ever. Oh, actually, here it is. I found it. Okay, I'll just read you some of the lines. You get a good feel for how this sounds. Okay. Here's just a few lines. This is during a wedding. El Nino, who is Dennis Hopper.
El Nino, a weather system.
Yeah, that too, but this is a character played by Dennis Hopper. It's supposed to be like a cholo, I guess.
What's a cholo?
And he's a fish. And so he's officiating the wedding. He's like the priest, basically. He's like their satanic priest. And this is just a few of his lines in a row. He says, "He'll be your homie now and forevermore." You know, it's kind of like them playing off of, "He'll be your husband to death do you part," you know. Then, "I now pronounce you devil and his shorty." And Lola says, "I love you, Lucifer." And now Nino says, "Well, kiss the bride, motherfucker." Then the line is, "Well, wicked ass props to you, Mr. OG, and thanks for representing all the homeboys." There are more, but you have to actually watch a clip. But just remember that Dennis Hopper saying that is an old man.
What? Damn, he's cool.
Movie came out like 2005.
Oh, he's probably even older now.
No, he died like 7 years ago.
He's dead.
You know Dennis Hopper, don't you?
Yeah, King Cooper.
Who?
King Cooper, the Super Mario Brothers movie.
I think he was in it. I just would have figured he would have been playing Wario or something. I know he's a villain, that's all I got though.
Wario's cool.
Was he in the movie?
No.
I think the movie... He's not very cool, is he?
I think the movie came out before Wario was invented.
Really?
Yep. The movie came out in like 91. Wario came out in like 92 or 3.
Oh, I thought Wario was probably from like, I don't know, the 80s. Wow, so John Leguizamo was older than Wario.
Apparently so.
He would have been anyway, but still.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, as I was talking about Alfred Hitchcock, I watched one of his movies today. I've seen Rear Window. I have seen North by Northwest. I have seen Psycho. I have also seen more of his movies. I can't remember which ones at the moment. Rear Window. I watched another one, too. Vertigo. I didn't like Vertigo.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Well, I wouldn't say it sucked. I just didn't really like it that much.
Well, it was open-ended. I hate open-ending movies. Like, I hate movies open-endings.
It's a classic. It's like, what are you guys smoking, crack or something?
Yeah, like, who told you that? Like, the only kind of classic this thing is a classic shitty movie. No, I'm kidding. It's really good, just the ending sucked. So
Who made this movie? Ed Wood?
Maybe. You never know. You never knew who Alfred Hitchcock had going behind the scenes working for him.
Yes.
Maybe he was like, Ed Wood? You sound cool.
Roger Corman.
Him too. He has so many B-movies. All starring your mother.
Yours.
Alright, so I believe that puts us at about an hour.
Yep, let me just check. We are about an hour and 7 minutes.
That is right.
That's right.
And that brings us to an end on our 10th episode spectacular. That's a funny way of saying it, isn't it?
Yep. It's been quite an adventure. Ups and downs, mostly downs on your mother.
Nope. I feel like it's been mainly ups.
Yep. So before we go, we're doing a quick shout out to our one subscriber, OGs, and our biggest donator with $3 overall, Mr. Adolf.
I would also like to shout out one of our listeners named Kristen Brunel. She is a listener. She listens.
Does she care?
She does. What?
Does she care, though?
Yeah. Yeah, she says she listens to it on her way to work or something like that.
Oh, that's good. So this is, we salute you.
Yeah, from the Kiwi and Picasso family. It's not really a family, by the way.
Well,
We're not homosexual.
I'm intimate with your mother. We're family.
That's not true.
It's always true.
From our families to yours, we salute you.
For those about to suck cock, we salute you.
Oh, and remember, guys, tell your friends, because the more encouragement we have from having more listeners, the better. We can't just do this on our own. We need you guys' help to help us.
Yes. So tell your friends, your family, your mama to listen in.
Yes, tell everybody that you know that we have the best podcast around. I don't care if you have to live, just do it.
Yeah.
Say, I know the best podcast, and it's followed by my friends, Adolf.
Only $3, what a cheapskate. I mean, did you hear what he did when he got his gas bill?
What a Jew. Get it, because Adolf Hitler killed the Jews.
Yes. I guess we won't be getting any sponsorships from Israel.
Were we ever going to, though?
Probably not.
Yeah, they'd be like, okay?
Oh, you may.
Yeah, like bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
Jerry
you guys
Seinfeld.
Are very naughty boys. You get no money.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
What's the deal with airline food? That's how a Jew speaks. It's also the way they laugh. They go like,
hey, when Jewish people dance, they lift their hands up in the air and they just jump straight up and down. Kind of like doing jumping jacks.
What? Really?
Yeah. Watch, like, videos of Jewish people in, like, nightclubs dancing. They all jump the same way, like jumping jacks.
That's funny.
I mean, we're not anti-Semitic. We're not laughing at Jews. We're laughing with you Jews.
Well, we're not really laughing with, because there's none here. I mean, let's be nice. I mean, wait until Jerry Seinfeld starts listening, then we can say that.
You know what? I really love you guys. You guys are great. I'm going to make Seinfeld again. I'm going to have you guys narrating.
I would be Kramer, you'd be George.
Kramer, yes. It's a slide into room. Slide into your mama's room.
Actually, that's not right. I'd probably be more like... I don't Newman. Know. I'll probably be Jerry.
You're Newman.
Nah. I'd be Jerry. You'd be Kramer because he's a racist. Yeah, Michael Richards got into a lot of trouble for some racist remarks. Have you even looked it up or what?
No.
Oh.
Oh,
well. Well, anyway, you guys, this has been an hour and 12 minutes. You guys have gotten 12 minutes more, so...
Does it make you happy, you little punks?
Yeah, does that make you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy now? Okay. I'm cool for a sec, but I'm always cool, so don't worry. So, that has been... 1 hour and 13 minutes of the Kiwi and Picasso show today, our 10th episode spectacular, and our season finale, which we jam-packed full of interesting things such as E3 and Alfred Hitchcock.
And a bunch of other things you guys don't care about.
And we can't forget about toilets. We learned about toilets today.
Yeah.
So you guys...
Why you should drink out of them.
Exactly. Because you guys are bitches. I'm kidding. So, but really, though, you guys, subscribe if that's a thing. I don't know. Donate to us. Follow us or something. I don't know. Do all those things that people tell you to do. And make sure you guys give us money. That'd be very nice of you guys because we're beggars. You know, beggars can't be choosers. Again, Adolf, we appreciate you, and Kristen Brunel, we appreciate you, and all the rest of you, we appreciate you. If you guys ever want to shout out, just, I guess, contact us or something, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends that you're being shouted out on the podcast, and that they should listen to the podcast to hear the shout out. If you guys care at all, then I sound so sad. Like, if you guys care at all, but really, if you guys care, then like, definitely support us because it'd be very nice if you guys, like, it encourages us. It gives us feeling of love. It gives us a feeling of love, and we need love because as you could tell, we are both very, very, very in need of love, except for me, because I have love from Kiwi's mother. So.
Nope.
Yep.
And now it's there, folks. We keep delaying it, we keep putting it off, but it's time to finally say goodbye.
So long, farewell, it's been a season with you guys.
See you next time for season 2 of Laughs and Barfs.
That's right. And we'll miss you guys because we love you guys. I said the L word. Are we moving too fast? Ha! All right, you guys. Catch you guys on the flip!
Yeah, the hair flip. Hey, I didn't make a stupid mama joke.
You did not. All right. Well, you guys, thanks for listening, really, and we hope to see you guys listening in the next episode.
Yep.
And again, you guys, we appreciate you guys a lot, and we wouldn't do this if it weren't for you guys, because that wouldn't make sense. Why would we make a show and nobody listens to?
That's the way we do it.
Exactly. So
you wonder why we'll see you real soon.
Very soon.
All right. That's all. Take care. Buy a beer. Give us some money.
Yes. And that's a season.
That's it. Season one of hopefully 10 seasons to come.
Whoa, we're 30 or 40 seasons. Whoa. Spectacular. Whoa.
Shut up.
All right. Well, as we just said, that is the end of our episode. I don't know why we're still going. So, I don't know. I'm waiting on you to end it.
Okay, well, since we started the whole thing off with a countdown, I guess we can count down for the last episode of Season 1.
Oh, that's so full circle.
It starts at 1488.
All right, 1488. 1487.
Just kidding. How about 3?
1486. Oh. 3, 2, 1. Happy New
Goodbye.
Year!
You!